We now go to Chaf Gimel 23. 23 is based on a story that the Gemara in Gittin records happens around the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, but we're not given exactly, because remember, the Churban Bayis Sheni happened in the year 70, but the Roman war against Eretz Yisrael was at least 5 years. And it gives a story that you might think, well, gee, do we have to have a whole kina about this? And it talks about the son and the daughter of Rabbi Yishmael, and presumably this is the same Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol, who was one of the martyrs, the first martyr, or the second martyr, of the Asara Haruge Malchus. And it mentions that he had a son and a daughter, beautiful, handsome, and the son and the daughter were sold into slavery, as was so common during that time, and they were sold to different masters. And one day the master of the sons was speaking to the other master and said, listen, I have the most handsome, beautiful male servant. And the other one says, and I have the most beautiful female servant. Why don't we mate them forcibly? And then we can divide the children, split the slaves. And the boy and the girl were thrown into a room in total darkness. They didn't recognize each other. And they were ordered to have relations and produce children. And each one went to the corner and wept. I am a descendant of Aaron, the Kohen. How can I desecrate myself with being with a slave that is a forbidden relationship? And the young lady did the same thing. And they refused, and they cried, and they sobbed all night. And in the morning, when they actually recognized brother and sister, they embraced, but they continued to sob until, out of the very grief of how low the Jewish people had become, their soul left their bodies, and they died. And this is a piyutz that is mourning the death and the degradation of the son and the daughter of Rabbi Yishmael. But the thing that might occur to a person is, well, this is a very sad story. It is a tragic story, but it's only two people. I mean, we're talking about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, where hundreds of thousands of Jews were murdered and sold into slavery. And then, of course, we also have the Holocaust and we have the Crusades. Again, there'll be piyutim about the Crusades, and many people add piyutim about the Holocaust too, that Rav Schwab and the Bava Rebbe and the Kleisenberg Rebbe wrote. We're talking about tragedies that involve millions and millions of people. Why do I have to have a piyut about an individual thing that happened to two people? Is that something that should be part of the Tisha B'Av liturgy? And there actually is a very important lesson here. That is, sometimes we don't recognize the singularity of every single neshama. Sometimes we look at things only wholesale, aggregate, 6 million, 100,000, whatever it would be. We don't realize that every single Jewish soul is infinitely precious. We don't realize the churban of one person is a tragedy of cosmic proportions in terms of the pain that Hashem feels. And therefore, the Paitan here deliberately moves away from the collective tragedy to micro-analyze, so to speak, a tiny little corner of an event that only happened to two people. And these aren't even the Asar Haruge Malchus. The Asar Haruge Malchus were the leaders of Am Yisrael. So obviously, if Rabbi Akiva dies, that's a national calamity. These were kids. We don't know exactly how old they were. Maybe they were teenagers, maybe they were younger. These were not leaders of Am Yisrael, although they had a distinguished lineage. But by deliberately shifting our attention, it makes us recognize that when we think about the Holocaust, for example, We're not just thinking about 6 million as a whole number, but there were 6 million individual tragedies that happened. And therefore, as Chazal say, Kol ha-makayem nefesh achas, when you try to keep one life alive, you have sustained a universe. And that's true not only physically, but even more so spiritually. That if you bring a person to Torah, you give a person the tools to be able to serve Hashem. You have not just helped that individual. You have been makayim. You have sustained a whole universe, a whole world. And that is why Hashem created only one person, one man and one woman. He created many cows and many elephants and many dogs and many cats. But He created only one human being or one human couple. As if to say, the whole universe is justified for that one person. And therefore we cry and we mourn over the one person, irrespective of the numbers.